After a school has struggled for years, sudden progress can be hard to believe. The English High School in Boston shocked many with an impressive jump in math scores 2 years ago. It was such a surprise, state education officials withheld the scores while they made sure they were legitimate. But the progress was real. As we continue our series on math titled Solving Our Math Problem, this morning WBUR's Max Larkin explains what English is doing.
Many of the sophomores who impressed everyone with their math scores 2 years ago are now seniors with their eyes on graduation. Carmen Bernabel still remembers the extra work they all did before the test. But the pride, she says, is mixed with pain that state officials didn't trust the scores.
Because I remember they thought that we cheated. The whole sophomore class was mad. Like, that's the way we felt. Like, just because we come to English High, that's probably why they're doing it. Because, like, how Hispanics and Black kids, like, have such an improvement in, like, math score. But it's possible.
More than two-thirds of English High students come from low-income households. And school officials say that more than half are considered English language learners. Nationwide, those groups persistently lag behind their better-resourced peers. The school's headmaster, Lahia Noriega Murphy, is an immigrant, like many of her students. She was born in Guatemala. She talks fast and identifies so many ideas that it's hard to come up with a one-sentence summary of how she's trying to turn things around at English High. Eventually, she arrives at a metaphor for how she sees her students, and it's straight out of Silicon Valley.
We see them as clients. They're going to be successful if we really pay attention to their individual needs.
Think Amazon or Netflix. Tracking, customization, and relentless catering to the customer. But English High students don't need movie recommendations or monthly shipments of detergent. They need the skills that will serve them in college and beyond, and the confidence to know they can learn them. So before summer vacation ends, English High teachers review the academic records of each new freshman, going back as far as the first grade. And in math especially, teachers begin the year by discovering what their student body can do, from addition to advanced algebra. There are the math stars you'd find in any group of students, teenagers who love numbers. But there are also some formidable gaps.
Sometimes we notice that they lack the basic skills. They cannot add more than two digits, or they don't know how to read, and they are 15 years old.
So much of math instruction is cumulative. This week's lesson builds on what you learned the week before, which builds on what you learned in first grade. So English High teachers have to build up college-level skills even as they reinforce the mathematical foundations down below. Noriega Murphy and her team have a mantra, meet the students where they are.
I think the frustration sometimes comes when from students in the past is that if I don't learn this, I'm done. And forget about me, they're going to move forward. We can't do that.
How are you today?
All the math classes are grouped together on the school's fifth floor. And at the back of every classroom, there are big paper displays marked with red, yellow, and green dots.
So I don't have a class right now, but I want to show you guys what I do with the data.
The dots are data trackers. And teacher Roma Liani says they paint an evolving picture of how her students are handling the material. This week, that means manipulating shapes on a plane. At 24, Liani is already the teacher leader of English High's entire math faculty. She says her students come in and check the board, chasing the green dots that mean they've mastered the latest unit.
They take a look and they get kind of bummed. Sometimes they're like, yellow? Why is this yellow? I'm like, well, let's go back and look at the work. Why is it yellow?
But that information doesn't just live on the wall. Teachers share it amongst themselves in online databases. And in weekly meetings, they parse the numbers together and decide on tailor-made lesson plans for every student.
It's not always, okay, we're all going to learn the same exact thing today. It's, what can I get you to learn today? It's a lot of work. It's sometimes making 28 different packets for 28 different kids.
And that flexible philosophy goes beyond worksheets. A student who has historically done better with a male teacher will find a man at the front of the class whenever possible. Some young people need a friendly face. Others benefit from running around in PE before they sit down to do algebra. School leaders do the best they can to meet their needs. Noriega Murphy calls it the magic of scheduling. Of course, sometimes students' problems with math are more stubborn. The dots stay red. For example, senior Glacis Gonzalez. She likes math when she gets it, but she struggled with stress and confusion before being scheduled into math mentoring. That meant that for an hour at the end of every school day, she sat alongside a classmate chosen for their empathy and their mastery of math. Today, Gonzalez says that made all the difference. Where her teachers had to move on, a peer mentor could linger on the most difficult topics.
For a whole 3 days, we would go and stay in that topic over and over and over as many times as you need.
That mathematical pit stop means pulling students out of an elective, or gym, for as long as it takes to catch them up. But Noriega Murphy says it's worth it.
That's why they get the extra support. We know that when they master that, they can go back to the class. They're still in the regular class. They feel very confident. They say, oh, I got it.
Tackling gaps in skills with patience, persistence, and attention to detail. That's how English High is trying to get ahead. But Noriega Murphy admits her approach is not a cure-all. Sometimes all the data gathering does is warn teachers of trouble ahead. She remembers last year's sophomores struggled particularly with literacy, and that held them back in other subjects.
And there were concerns. I remember Ms. Liani running in here and said, we have a problem. I'm like, what is the problem? Is that the students, the gaps were really acute. So that was a challenge.
When last year's math scores came back, they were below the high water mark set in 2015. But all the same, they were a lot higher than they had been before the data revolution came to English High. Noriega Murphy says her team is learning from the setback. They're reaching out to middle schools to make sure incoming freshmen are better prepared. And she and all of English High will be watching closely in the fall when the scores come back for this year's sophomores. Reading the data at the back of her math classroom, she says the signs are good. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Max Larkin.
Special funding for Edify provided by Lesley University.